Susan? I say, because I'm hoping she has an answer as to why Lucy's acting as if we're still happily married. She doesn't answer immediately, her concerned gaze focused solely on her daughter. The look is alarming enough to suggest there's a missing puzzle piece that makes my stomach clench. What the hell is going on? Susan's gaze flickers to mine. She looks surprised, by my tone, maybe. She scolds me with her narrowed eyes, but her shoulders fall.
She suffered an accident, and she lost her memory, Adam. Well, everything from after your wedding. She has amnesia.
So, I ask. Alicia's breast brushes along my bicep as though she's afraid I'm going to get away.
She thinks you're still happily married.
My stomach clenching turns to full-on nausea. Married we are, but definitely not happily.
You're married?
Alicia asks, her arm winding out of mine. I run a hand through my hair, looking to my father to somehow fix this for me. Technically, yes.
And you failed to ever mention this to me.
The last person I have time for conflict with right now is Alicia. We've barely begun dating. Seeing her has been my first attempt to put myself out there since Lucy left.
Excuse me.
Lucy comes back over and nudges between Alicia and me. She always was good at making sure people knew I was hers. If I wanted to go down memory lane, I'd remember that it was something I loved.
Who's this girl?
She whispers in my ear.
Lucy, we should go.
Susan takes Lucy's hand and attempts to pull her along.
Why would I leave? Look, I found Adam.
Just as Lucy's gesturing toward me, her smile dims and she looks at her mom.
Wait, you mean you and Adam are no longer together?
Susan says. A strangled cry leaves Lucy, and she removes herself from me.
Oh.
Lucy looks at Alicia as though she's the reason we're not together, causing fury to build in my chest. She should look in the mirror. My entire family stands there speechless, a small miracle in itself. I guess it takes a woman with amnesia to silence them. Maybe not the best time for a joke, but I have no idea how to handle this situation. The despair in Lucy's eyes is killing me. A huge part of me wants to fix it for her, tell her she can have me if she wants. But what would that solve? The damage was done a year ago, and there's no coming back from it.